Exodus 39:26-29. A bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, on the hem of the robe, all around to minister in, as Jehovah had commanded Moses. And they made the tunics of fine linen, of woven work, for Aaron and for his sons, and the turban of fine linen, and the headdresses of high hats, of fine linen, and the linen trouser of fine twin linen, and the girding sash of fine twin linen, and blue and purple and scarlet strands, the work of an embroiderer, as Jehovah had commanded Moses.
The pomegranates were made of linen, signifying humility, and the bells were made of gold, signifying divinity. With the pomegranates we have humility, and with the bells we have divinity. In the church life, we always have humanity and divinity. Humanity is related to the pomegranates, and divinity to the bells. When we all express the fullness of Christ as life in our humanity, there will be among us many golden bells. Then there will be God speaking, God's voice expressed through the divinity of the church. In each of us, there is a certain amount of divinity. From this element of divinity, a sound comes out in a small scale, like the ringing of a little bell. First, we have the expression of the fullness of life, and then the sounding of the golden bells, that is the speaking from the divinity of the church. Whatever we speak in the church must be of divine origin, of the divine source. At the same time, we need the fullness of life expressed in linen, in humanity. Therefore, in the church we have the beauty of life expressing our humanity and the divine sounding from the golden bells. These are signs of the proper church life.